Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas, a show designed to bring you real-world business knowledge for entrepreneurs, working professionals, and business owners who are seeking to up-level their business game. You are about to join the hot new All About You show with successful entrepreneurs and business experts sharing their stories and powerful takeaways while providing the tools to help you thrive. Your hosts for the Imagine More Success podcast are the best-selling authors, Cindy Hendricks, a business performance specialist, and Thomas Hides, a certified world-class speaker and voice trainer. And now, it's time to realize your dreams and imagine more success.
Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hides. Cindy, we're not just imagining more success. We're imagining more success, which is bringing more success and bringing more success. Have you found the same thing this week?
Oh, my goodness, yes. And the exciting part is we're bringing success to our listeners with tips, tools, and tactics every single week. I'm so excited because I know you're jazzed about a lot of the stuff that we're hearing.
I tell you what, it's a great, you know what I love about the show? It's all the guests that we have that come on. We learn something every single show. We always learn something awesome.
It's incredible what people are bringing. And I am just so thrilled that we have such a high level of guests on. And then with our banter every week, you know, we add to it too. I know I've learned a lot just listening to you.
I've learned a lot listening to you both on the show and outside of the show as well.
Lots of love going on here, right? Absolutely. Dr. Salyer would be pleased with us.
Absolutely, he would. And that takes us right into a fantastic segment, our word of the week.
Time for the word of the week.
Our word of the week is achievement. It's a noun, and it's something that's accomplished, especially by superior ability, special effort, great courage, and you could say a great or heroic deed. His remarkable achievements in art. It's the act of achieving, attainment, or accomplishment. And that would be used as the achievement of one's object. So it's one of my favorite words, and I know that you hear me talk about it all the time, and it's all over my insights book.
You know what? And when you talk about achievement, you really are talking about superior ability, which is some knowledge, which we're always working on gaining as entrepreneurs, special effort, which is the hard work that's put in, as well as the creativity and the imagination being utilized to move you forward towards a successful path, and great courage, which is always a very necessary ingredient when you're traveling into a place where you've never been before.
Sounds like Star Trek.
It's a boldly go.
Where no one's gone before. Yes, yeah. I grew up on that.
I feel like that a lot of times, I know.
Yes, and now, of course, we have Star Wars that's going even farther.
Yes, yeah, seriously.
You know, I was so excited to choose the word achievement this week because, as you know, my book called Goal For It, 30 Paths to Imagine More Success, is all about achievement. And in it is a formula that I've used that creates achievement.
Yeah, it's a brilliant formula, and I'd love for you to expound upon that a little bit if you have a moment.
Well, not only do I put all of the components that I've used over the years to create all of my achievements, which are actually in the book, over almost 40 achievements, 8 of which are books, and I chose, 20 authors to talk about their achievements. And one of those authors is our very own co-host here on Imagine More Success podcast, Thomas Hides.
Yeah, you know, it's really important to always take a step back from where you are and take a look at what you've done in the past already and really give yourself the credit for what you've already accomplished so that you build the confidence to take on the next project. You know,
that is absolutely correct.
You know, there's so many times we get caught up in trying to do the next thing and working on the next thing and making the next thing happen. Sometimes we forget, hey, we've already been really successful. And especially when you're entering into a new field, you have to take the feeling of being successful in your previous field and just immediately move it right into your new field so that you can just move forward quickly and not feel like you're completely feeling around in the dark, because the skill sets to be successful in one venue very often the same skill sets you need to be successful in yet another.
Well, in today's day, you can use so many different mediums with the technology that we have to build a skill set quickly. Haven't you found that to be true, Thomas?
Absolutely. There's tremendous amounts of information available to us now, and great people out there to learn from, and so much content from people who are experts that it was nearly impossible to get in touch with just a handful of years ago. And now they're available right on your cell phone.
Or on the computer. I just can't even believe what's available today that I had to work so hard to get, and even going to the library in their hours before, you know, internet days, it's amazing what you can get just by, you know, I was looking for someone, in fact, the other day to connect with, and all I had was the first name and a city. And it only took me 10 minutes to find that person on the internet.
Wow, that's incredible.
I know. Unbelievable. But anyway, back to the goal achievement. In the book, I have an equation, as you know. But what I will tell you is there are two things that are most important when you're working on goal achievement, in my opinion. And I'm going to share those in the fourth segment because we're nearing the end of our first segment time, and I know that we have other things we want to talk about today.
You know, something that I'd like to speak to as far as coaching goes, when we're talking about achievement, there are many paths to achievement. Once we set a goal, we have an idea of what the final product is or what the final achievement is. When someone's starting off the path, sometimes instead of them thinking of what it is that they need to do to get where they need to be, we have to take a step back and say, who do I need to be in order to get to where I want to go? And while it seems like there's not much of a difference there, the beingness of a person can sometimes catapult them so much quicker. If they can make a shift there, it can catapult them towards getting where they want to go as far as achievements and goals.
That is so true. You have to kind of morph into the person. And a perfect example is what you do, Thomas, is teach people how to improve their speaking skills, and along with many other things. And I think that is part of what you're alluding to, is you have to be that better speaker. And so you go from point A to point Z to get to be that speaker that you want to be.
We talk a lot about allowing and giving yourself the permission to move into a place that you're not comfortable with, or maybe actually putting yourself into the limelight or giving yourself the opportunity to be greater than you previously thought that you could be. And there's a tremendous amount of growth that's possible when you kind of take the lid off of the box and jump outside and allow yourself to really move into a much bigger place than you originally think of when it comes, especially when it comes to self-concept or self-belief about what's possible for you.
We could probably do a whole show around just that topic, Thomas.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it comes up so often.
Yes. One of the other things I'd like to add is that, you know, when somebody first sets a goal, a lot of times people have to stay in that space of that goal. And then what I teach in my coaching practice is that you have to keep your goals liquid so that as you proceed with the goal, especially if it's a large goal, then you can't stay in that one little space if you're going to grow the goal as big as it can be, because you're taking in all this other information as you're growing it. And the end result is not always going to look like the beginning of the goal.
That is so very true, because as you reach a summit, sometimes, I think Joanne Marceau talked about this on a previous episode, sometimes it's a false summit. There's something else you want to do, and this is never really it. It's always something else. And your goals will change and morph. But if you don't get down that path, they don't really have an opportunity to change and morph.
Well, and I think I love the saying that is the one step to the top of the staircase. Dr. Martin Luther King said it. How does that go? The first step is the toughest step. I think his quote is the one that is so powerful, and I just can't think of exactly how it goes. But
here it is. Faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase.
That's it. I love that. And thank you for bringing that whole quote to our listeners today because it's one of my very favorites.
Yeah, it reminds me of the Indiana Jones movie when Indiana Jones takes that first step of faith, that first leap of faith. He takes that step into what appears to be certain death at a huge fall and actually places his foot down on a stone bridge. If that doesn't just sum it up, that's it. Like, that's always my visual for that, about taking that step, that leap of faith. It's taking that first step into the unknown and just trusting that there's going to be a lovely stone bridge beneath you.
Yes. And then it's not the chalice you think it's going to be when he gets on the other side. It's the chalice least likely to be the correct one.
Yeah, that's very true. A lot of lessons in that movie. And we've got a lot of lessons coming up in just a couple of minutes with Melissa Kirk. I tell you what, she's got an impressive skill set. She's got many different methods and techniques in order to help her clients work deeper and transition through some really specific issues that come up in their careers, their relationships, their finances. She's great at clearing physical and mental blocks that they're experiencing. And what's she really all about? She's really about transformation. Because as you watch your clients go through and you see them become empowered and in charge of their life, you know that they're finding great things in themselves in the moment and creating magical things for their future.
She has quite an education too, Thomas. I know she has a master's degree and a bachelor's. I believe one is in psychology.
One in psychology, one in business. And boy, when you put those two together, you've got a really powerful combination. She's also a certified law of attraction coach, has a master's and certificate of science in theta healing, and she's a scientific hand analyst and instructor. So please stick around. We're going to be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a three-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming three-day epic event experience. Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast show with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hides. Cindy, today we've got one of your friends that is going to be on in just a moment, Melissa Kirk. We're going to hear from her. I'm really interested to hear more about some of her tips and tactics that she's got, especially some that are based around theta healing. You familiar with it?
Yes, I am. In fact, one of my clients was explaining it to me, and I find it to be fascinating. So I'm really looking forward to hearing Melissa's take on it and how she helps people with that.
Yeah, me too. Melissa, we want to go ahead and invite you onto the show. Thanks for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to talk to you both. Love your show.
Oh, thanks. Fantastic. Melissa, talk to us a little bit about how you help some of your clients.
Well, I do a lot of different things, and most of the things that I've been trained in are things that I started doing to help myself along my own journey of trying to create success in my life. So one of the key parts of the things that I do with my clients is really getting clear for them, helping them to understand how they naturally are designed to work, how they're naturally wired. And that's what I use the scientific hand analysis, because it is a scientific process. And that means that you get repeated results over and over again with the same information. It's been proven, and it accesses the way that somebody thinks and the way that their brain operates, what blocks them, what they're really good at. and what they're here to deliver. You can understand your purpose and then what stops you from being in your purpose. So I usually start a lot of my clients with that. I also have a complementary design tool that's called Human Design. So when I work with my clients, I get a really good idea about what their strengths are and what their weaknesses are. And by talking to them, learning what their interests are, but then using the law of attraction to really get clear on what they want, what do they want to create? And I find that when you ask people that question, their answer usually is exactly about what they think that they can create. But it isn't really what they want.
What they want.
It's a different thing. So I help them to get really clear on the things that they want and then help them to use to clear any blocks that would prevent them from having it. And that's where the theta healing comes in, is that's mindset work. It's actually rewiring the brain so that you can get the results and achieve the things that you may have at one point thought were impossible. So that's how all the tools work together. And it's a, I've found it's a great mix for success.
I would have to agree. I mean, when I take a look at the elements that you utilize in working with your clients, you have a very, I'd say, like all-encompassing approach where there's really no stone left unturned, at least as far as I can tell, because when you're finding out what they really want, getting them clear, helping them figure out what they're best at so they can focus their efforts on their best accomplishments and the things that they do well, then you're removing the blocks. I mean, that is just, that's just a recipe for success.
Yeah, and well, the great
I'm really excited to hear about how you've helped a client and utilized those skills, because they're really quite fascinating, Ms. Melissa.
Sure, I'd love to share a story. I have a client that she was a salesperson in a business, and at one point the business became available for purchase. And so she took over the business, and as soon as she started running the business, she didn't realize that being the salesperson and being the business owner are completely different roles. So her business wasn't doing well. She was miserable. They weren't making a lot of money. She had a lot of turnover, and she didn't really understand why. So I started her with her hand reading. And in her hand reading, she's really designed to be a leader. She's designed to have a vision and to instruct people on how to, what their role is in the vision. But her problem was, is that she wasn't delegating anything. So she was trying to take on all the things herself. And the other piece in her hands, a big component in her hands, was about freedom. So when she was a salesperson, she had all this freedom. She was had a freedom of her schedule. She had the freedom of being out of the office and meeting with clients. She loved to connect with people. And then when she started running the business, she was micromanaging details. She wasn't having interpersonal reaction, and she felt really trapped. So those were the first things, you know, for me to address with her. And so what I did was help her to hire stronger employees that were in the roles of the business running and the admin. And I got her back out doing some of the sales, and she got her freedom back. And just because that those small shifts, you know, also she had to learn how to trust and delegate. So with those components, we did a lot of belief work to remove any blocks of, you know, she had a lot of programs about having to do everything herself. Or if she tells someone, gives somebody the responsibility to do it, they're going to mess it up. So we had to work on beliefs like that. They were really blocking her. And when she got in the right environment and she was in the right skill set, everything just started turning around, and it happened quite quickly. So one of the things also in her human design is that she's a real risk taker. And so she has to be pushed to take chances on things. And because of the way she's designed, it always works out for her. But she gets huge returns when she trusts and delegates, holds the vision, and takes risks while experiencing her freedom. And that was all information from her hand reading and her human design that I just helped her align in her life.
Wow. I saw that you've done some work with Michael Gerber, also the author of the E-Myth. Mm-hmm. That's obviously something that you're integrating into your work as well. Really finding.
Yeah. So if anyone's familiar with the E-Myth, it's about systemizing and being able to plug any person into any job, that it's a machine where no matter who it is, they can be trained. There's a format, there's a system for them to be successful in any job. So with a lot of my business clients, when they're wanting to expand, I help them to create a whole system of hiring, a system of jobs and responsibilities, and create their business from the ground up. So it's great for business clients that are trying to grow their business and get to the next level. And the big thing for Michael Gerber and his program is that you working as an entrepreneur or a solopreneur, all you have done is create a job for yourself. But unless you're working, you don't make any money. And so his whole philosophy is about working on your business and letting your business run itself. So you have the freedom to work on your business instead of always being in your business.
Tough lesson for most entrepreneurs, wouldn't you agree?
Definitely.
Yeah. So delegating has always been one of the biggest challenges.
Yeah.
And what steps did you get her besides changing her mindset to start delegating?
Well, you know, a lot of it is making sure that it takes time to train people. You know, if you're really skilled at doing something, it's a lot faster for you just to do it yourself in the short term than it is right. for you to take the time to show somebody how to do it. But the only way to grow your business is to take that time on the front end in order to get the back end in line so that you can be the visionary, because the visionary isn't designed to be in charge of the details. So I helped her to create some systems where she could trust and helped her to carve out some time in her schedule on the front end, take the time to teach and train her employees. And it didn't take long for the benefits to pay off for her.
It's really about organizational structure. And it's when you're an entrepreneur or you're a small business owner, you don't necessarily have the resources, especially when you're getting started. I mean, the physical resource, the human resources to necessarily identify people and train them, because your time may be limited. It's not like a significantly larger corporation who has those components built into the structure of their business, where it's definitely more systematized, like W. Edwards Deming, who transformed the Japanese economy after World War II, talks about how everything should be systemized in a business. And when there is a breakdown, the times that it's actually a human error or the fault of a human being and not a system is actually very, very, very low. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the more you can bring those concepts into your business, the less room there is for error. As long as you keep tweaking the systems and making them better. So I mean, it's a tremendous, tremendous resources and tools for any business owner.
Right. And it's the biggest piece that allows for the growth of the business, is to put those systems in place.
Yes, processes always make for easier transition when you have any kind of turnover.
Right.
So they could just walk right into it.
Yeah. And if you already have a well-documented format, then anybody can come in with very basic skills. So that's what I help. You know, it does take a lot of time and a lot of work on the front end to create these systems, but there's huge payoff if you take the time for it.
There absolutely is.
How much difficulty do you find the average entrepreneur has in really communicating to you what they want?
Most people have no idea what they want. And their biggest thought on what they want is really what they think is possible to create. And so I really like to push my clients outside of the box to imagine and dream really big on what they want. And then we create the path backwards from there of how to most efficiently get that done and how to achieve those things while removing the belief systems that are preventing it. And also making the path for each person is different because we're all designed differently. So when you put all of those things together, it just makes it so much easier. You know, if you have a bunch of screws and all you ever do is all the only tool you have is a hammer, makes it really challenging to work with the screws and the hammer. So I try to make sure that if they're a screwdriver, they work with screws. And if they're a hammer, they work with nails. And so it's different for everybody, but it makes a pretty clear visual when you look at it that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's finding out what they are.
Find out what they are and how they fit into their own business, because
Right. Entrepreneurs
often think that they are the business. And the real goal is to create a business, not to be the business.
Exactly.
Cindy, I know you spend a lot of time doing that with your clients as well.
I do. And maybe we can pursue that in our next segment.
Yeah, if you want to hang up just a couple moments while we're hearing from our sponsors, please stick around. If you want to get some tips, tools, and tactics to move your business and your life forward, you can check out businessperformancespecialist.com, where you can get all these tips, tools, and tactics from Cindy herself. And in a couple of minutes, we will be right back with Melissa Kirk. We're going to hear more about her transition for her clients as she utilizes scientific hand analysis, self-awareness and development, theta healing, and some other really important skills and tools. So please stick around. We'll be back in just a moment. Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated, and with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish? When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com, and get your business where you want it to be.
And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hides. Today we've got Melissa Kirk on from melissakirk.com. If you want to find out more information about what she does and how she's able to move you forward in your life, do connect with her there. Again, it's Melissa Kirk, melissakirk.com. Without further ado, let's bring her right back. Melissa, welcome back.
Thank you.
Melissa, the next question that I have for you is, when you meet a client and they finally get clear on what they want to do, what are some of the more common roadblocks that they seem to encounter once they have an idea of where they want to go?
Well, fear comes in most people. There's a lot of people can doubt themselves. They can also have worthiness issues. So those seem to be probably the top reasons, past experiences. But what happens is that we each have our own programs and our own patterns, and they have a tendency to play in our life in every aspect of our life. So when I work with people, I'm not just working with their business. I'm not just working with their money. I end up getting into their relationships, into their health, because all these patterns play into every aspect of the life of their life. So I find that by working with their fears and getting to the core problem and the core to where that fear came from, and understanding where it came from and how it's protecting them. You know, the unconscious mind is designed to protect you. So any kind of belief system that they have, any kind of fear or block, is coming from the unconscious mind as a protection. So we just have to unveil what's going on with that, and then they usually can move forward.
Have you found that when people have the fear, it kind of manifests itself and brings it to them, what they have fear around?
Well, of course it does, because what you focus on expands, right? So that's just pure law of attraction. The more you know, if you focus on all your debt all the time, you're going to get more debt. If you focus on appreciating the money that you have, it expands the money. So
yes,
it's a simple shift, but it's a very big difference in the results that you get.
And are you finding that the clients that you work with, because fear in my practice is also one of the biggest issues that people have, and have you found that it's challenging to get that mindset shifted?
Well, when you work with the theta and you get to that bottom belief, it actually shifts really fast. It can shift, you know, I usually do hour sessions with my clients, and we can work through several different fears within that amount of time. And the fear work is real easy, actually, when you use the theta, because there's not a lot usually underneath it. It's usually just something that one or two events or programmings from their childhood. And when they start to understand it, you know, they're really excited to move forward.
Okay, so I'm going to share a really fun, cute fear story with you, because I know that you'll enjoy hearing it. So I was in third grade, and all the kids brought candy to the class. And of course, the school that I was attending, the math program was not very strong. So I brought my candy and I was passing it out, and I was giving each kid two pieces. Well, guess what happened?
Did you run out?
I ran out about three quarters through the room, and I was completely embarrassed. And so I managed to talk my friends into giving me one back to share with the kids that didn't get a piece yet. And so what happens now is when I take things to pass, I always take way too much.
Way too much.
Oh, that's funny.
But of course, everybody who's at the potluck or whatever the event is very appreciative that there's so much extra.
Right. So a fear that came, that's probably, you know, you're aware of it, but a lot of people are not aware that that's where this thing came from, where you overdo everything. So and revealing that.
Yes, and I remember it every single time I take something to pass. I always chuckle at my little third grade mind and say, thank you so much for making me create all this extra food.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny, when you start looking for the bottom beliefs that create fears, how often do you find that it's something outside of maybe just a childhood experience? Sometimes it's something that's experienced maybe by parents or grandparents or someone close to you.
Yeah. So a lot of times there's different levels of belief. So I work on each level with the person. So there's levels that are from this lifetime. They're called core issues. And then there's also levels from your genetics, from programming from your DNA, ancestors you may never have even met, but these programs are in your DNA and they're brought through you. There's also levels on the collective consciousness and the history. And then there's something just in the soul level. Your soul is eternal, and so it carries beliefs and experiences as well. So it can be on any one of those levels, or it can be on all of them. So, and that's part of the process, is determining where it came from. That's a great question. And
can you explain a little bit of that process of how you would determine? Because that's pretty deep, my friend.
Yeah, it is deep. It is very deep work. So part of the process we use to get answers from the unconscious mind and how the programmings are, right? So the unconscious mind is the majority of your brain, over 90% of what the programs are. And they run, whether we know they are or not, they're running in the background of our life. So we use muscle testing. When you muscle test to get your answers, you have to ask yes and no questions. And when you have your eyes closed, the answers are actually coming from the unconscious mind. So there's ways of, that's what I teach in my theta healing classes and what I do with my clients when I'm doing a session with them, theta healing, but it's accessing through the muscle testing and getting these answers. And you'll be amazed at what crazy beliefs that you have that you don't even understand, because they weren't from you, but they still can be playing a part in your life.
And isn't it amazing how it's such a huge driver to every single thing that we do?
Yeah, it is.
And so how can people work with you on this? Because I know our listeners are probably thinking, wow, how can she get from point A to point B or Z or D in just an hour, how deep of work it is that you do? So can you walk us through an hour so people can kind of have an understanding, if they connect with you, what would be happening in that hour?
Yeah, sure. So what I'm doing is I'm I'm connecting with the creative force, with the creator, with the universe, source, however people want to describe it, God. I'm connecting with that energy and getting insights and awareness. I'm listening to their story. So, you know, people come into me to work on their money issues or their parent issues or their current relationship issues or their health issues. And those are all just symptoms of something else going on. But through the Theta healing process, there's specific ways of getting to that bottom root by asking questions and getting answers that are amazing and maybe surprising. And then figuring out there's always a payoff. There's always a reason why we've created these belief systems. And so one of the biggest awarenesses is understanding what they're getting out of or why they've picked this program. And once they understand it, they're able to allow it to go. And you're actually, I'm just facilitating the healing process. It's really being done through the energy of creation and the client. So it's the removal of the challenging, limiting belief is very quick. The process of getting to what that belief is can take some time. But usually within an hour, we accomplish quite a bit. And it can be done over the phone.
It can be done over the phone. That's fascinating.
Great.
So you're actually tapping into your intuitive abilities also.
Right. Yep. And accessing memories of the body and, you know, that DNA in the person. So,
well, they coming up with some fascinating information about DNA. It's no wonder it's so connected with our belief system.
Right. And, you know, Theta healing works on quantum physics. And, you know, it's really interesting. There's lots of documentation on how all of this works. It's, you know, it's pretty complicated, but to understand all the philosophies behind it, but it's pretty simple to actually use the technique.
Well, when you know what you're doing, it's pretty simple, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I'm sure you make it look very simple. Yeah, absolutely.
So how can people connect with you to get an appointment to be able to do this work?
So they can connect with me through my website, which is melissakirk.com. And you can, there's a way to contact me on there. They can sign up for my emails, or there's also, I teach a lot of different classes. So if you're interested in learning about how to get the blueprint for your life with the hand analysis, or understanding more about the tools to get your life plan, there's a way to sign up on there. And then there's also classes where I teach you if you'd like to be, have this as part of your business. You know, weight loss coaches have found great results with their weight loss clients by working with mindset instead of just the food and the exercise. Coaches, all kinds of people are interested in that kind of stuff. So there's classes on there, links to that. And, yeah. So you can schedule appointments through there also.
Wonderful. And what gift do you have for our listeners today?
So if you go onto my website, I have an ebook on how to manifest anything. It gives you great techniques on how the law of attraction works, how you can bring things into your life with minimal changes in your, you know, your mental process. And there's also worksheets for you to get really clear on what you want in writing lists. And just ask really good questions that you may not have thought of. So it's a free download on my website.
Thank you so much. And I am going to be one of those people trying to get that free gift. So
awesome.
Melissa, thank you so much for sharing with us today. A tremendous insight, a very massive and varied skill set, and anyone who would come to work with you is going to be in for a real treat because you have so many things to offer them. We really appreciate you joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Melissa. Thank
you. If you would just stick around for a couple of minutes, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. and I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com. And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hides. Cindy, we just heard from Melissa Kirk. We heard about scientific hand analysis, theta healing. We heard about some concepts in business organization and the E-Myth by Michael Gerber. We've heard so much today. These are just the tips, though, of the icebergs, right?
Yes, and we get so much done in such a short period of time getting info from our fabulous guests. I really was totally into all of that because, you know, quantum physics is one of those things that you can't wrap your mind around all of it.
Really true. You know, as a coach, you know, we find so many times that the roadblocks that the clients are experiencing are things that maybe are a little esoteric. They're little things that are hidden. Certainly they're hidden from them. Otherwise they wouldn't be roadblocks, right? They would have already gone around them or over them, and they would be on their merry way to success and achievement. But as we know, the path to achievement sometimes does have some roadblocks, and you need some help to negotiate them.
Exactly. And you know that, you know, they always thought that the galaxy would be the final frontier to master and learn from, or the oceans. But I really think it's the brain that will be what will be the most fascinating to learn, because I don't think that, you know, we're ever going to get to the bottom of everything that's involved.
Yeah, it seems like it's still a massive mystery. There's so many things that still need to be learned. And yet, it's funny that some of the old masters seem to have figured out a way to explain mind processes and how the brain works and how the mind works. And we're still playing catch up to figure out exactly how to quantify it and how to measure it.
And how to put it all together into a nice little package with a bow on it.
Yeah, seriously.
You know?
Really need to do that, especially when achievement is a part of your goal. When you want to do something special that requires a massive effort that stands out and that makes a difference in other people's lives.
Well, speaking of goal achievement, Melissa is also one of the 20 authors that are in the book Goal For It, 30 Paths to Imagine More Success. So there's a chapter in there where she explains how she was involved in doing some goal achievement. So great book with lots of stories for people who want to have ideas of how others have achieved their goals and a formula so that how that you can achieve yours.
He has a fantastic insight and view into how people that you can relate to have made their achievements and have created the goals and achieved the goals that they've wanted to achieve.
Absolutely. And with that said, I think it's a great time to share our quotes, don't you?
I do. In fact, I'd like to start with one of yours from Insights from an Intuitive. Align your goals to your beliefs and desires to live a fulfilled life. That really speaks to me, because beliefs and desires are the things that are running in the background at all time. And if we're out of alignment with them, we're going to feel unfulfilled.
And you know, it's not really that hard to figure out what it is you want, to write a goal for it, achieve it, and get that fulfilled life and live the dreams that you really are looking for to live.
Well, Cindy, you make it look easy, but it can be difficult. No, I'm just kidding.
But it is easy, you know, you just figure out what you want to do and you make your plan and you do it. And like we talked earlier in the show today, it's that first step that's the tough one to make, as you know.
Yes.
And absolutely. I've seen you take that first step and you're running up that staircase now, Thomas.
Every day we're taking first steps. Every single day. Which is great.
Yes. And that leads me to our second quote for today. Most folks are about as happy as they make their minds up to be. And that one's by Abraham Lincoln.
Good old honest Abe.
And isn't that a true statement?
Yes. You know what? Today's topic is really about achievement, but every single episode really comes back to gratitude. I feel like that's a component every single time about finding the gratitude for what it is that we already have. What we're always focusing on roadblocks, you know, especially when it comes to coaching and the coaching environment. We're always talking about roadblocks. Sometimes we forget we have to take a look at the assets because we have so many of those. And sometimes we're so focused on the roadblocks, we forget to look at what's going to get us past them.
Well, and the gratitude also shares some of the accomplishments that have already been made.
Yes.
Not only for us, but for people around us too.
Yeah, I would have to agree 100%.
Life contributors.
You know, there's so many things that seem to come into play when it comes to achievement. And something we're going to be talking about probably in our next segment is the order in which things happen in our lives that lead us toward the path of achievement. But today, I think a beautiful example of people first was our interview with Melissa Kirk today. And again, if you want to learn more about her, check her out at Melissa Kirk. That's MelissaKirk.com. When you find that person that you connect with, that you click with, who's a little bit farther down the road or a lot farther down the road and has that insight, they can really take you in the path you want to be going so much faster than you can on your own.
Exactly. And that leads me right into our angel card for today. And it is the Chariot with Archangel Metatron, which is perfect because we're going to be hearing from some things about Metatron next show. And Thomas will share with you a little bit about that in a minute. But the angel card today, the Chariot, says, an important achievement, self-discipline and willpower, public recognition. Really cool card. I love it. And Metatron is riding on his chariot with a black horse and a white horse, and it is just a magnificent photo.
Yeah, I love the card for today. There is something to achievement when we talked about the definition earlier, the idea of a supreme effort or a superior effort, a great effort. And that's sometimes the part that we forget. It's going to take more effort maybe than we originally thought that it would. And it seems like every time there's a goal, the achievement of it does require more effort. I don't know if that's true for everyone or if it's supposed to be, but it seems to be what I've noticed.
It depends on how big the goal is.
Yeah. Seems like it always takes a little bit more than you originally planned. Maybe that's just me underestimating what it takes. But yeah, not something to be caught off guard with or be surprised by, is it?
Well, I also believe in that same vein that it also depends on your quality of work on the goal. Some people Yes. can just, you know, knock it out and the quality isn't there. I think we've seen that in a lot of things we've purchased.
Yes, absolutely.
And then other things are so high quality that we're impressed with the work. And I think that's very true in each goal because not everybody works at a high level of performance to deliver that quality.
Not that Apple Computers really needs any plug from me, but I will tell you the first time when I bought a MacBook Pro, I remember thinking that this was an incredible piece of equipment. Like it was so beautiful and sleek and not just futuristic. It just seemed like quality. And I remember the feeling that it gave me. And that's one of those things that you find with some of these really fantastic products. The feeling that you get from it somehow kind of propels you, you know, to use it more often or use it better. The nicer something is, the more often you're going to use it. Or maybe it's more inspirational. Is that really true? It seems like it.
Yes. Now, next time you have the feeling that it takes a long time to achieve a goal, I want you to think about that feeling you had when you touched that Mac. And then that's the feeling you're going to get when you finish your goal and you're going to forget all about the hard work and effort.
All the hard work is just, it's a distant memory once it's done, isn't it?
Exactly.
Is really true. Yeah. Like the hard work, just, you can barely remember it. It's, it feels so good to finally create something that's something that you really want and that you're in alignment with.
And that's how I felt about my first book. When I had that book in my hands after the 2 years it took me to take it from beginning to end, and I had it in my hands, it was like no time at all.
Yeah, so ask yourself today, what is something that I can achieve, that I want to achieve, that I'm going to feel like a $1,000,000 when I'm done with it? Because when you find that thing, you start moving towards it, you are going to have an amazing experience.
And I think we learned how to do that with our guest today. Melissa Kirk shared a little bit about how to figure that out.
Yeah, she shared a lot about that. I would definitely encourage you to take her up on her offer for a free session. Definitely connect with her again at melissakirk.com. It's M-E-L-I-S-S-A-K-I-R-K.com. Tremendous skill set and a lot of resources. And that's what you want to find. You want to find somebody who's got all sorts of insight, that has so many things to draw upon, that they can help you move through your roadblocks very quickly and easily.
Well, and one of the things she talked about, Thomas, was delegation. And I can tell you, in my decades of experience managing businesses all across America, one of the biggest issues that the management in charge of the businesses that I supervised was that people don't like to delegate for a myriad of reasons. But the majority of the reasons is that they don't want to trust someone, and then they don't want to take the time to train them. And that way, they're taking their responsibility and putting it on someone else for the outcome. So all those things come up when you're trying to spread the workload out and get things accomplished.
You want to talk about spreading the workload out. A tremendous amount of the workload of this show is upon the shoulders of Dan Fowler, who is our producer and who's going to be our guest next segment on our next show. He is the CEO of the Imagination Institute, and he is known as the Imagination Engineer, and rightfully so. He brings a lot of creative energy into every single thing that he touches. He's also the head of an amazing program called Imagination IQ, which is coming up later this year, which is actually the genesis for this very show. And we're going to hear a lot from him next week about how to manifest on demand, find out what you want and how to get it. And Cindy, we're excited to come back next week. So please stick with us. And we'll see you next week.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.